Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Chateau is fired up today and set to go. And this portion of our broadcast being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Always go online at purdyinsurance.com. They do a great job. They think of you first. Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. We were talking about elite quarterbacks. And Sarah Bartlett does understand that I did refer to Joe Flacco as a good NFL quarterback. She does understand that. I just didn't say he was an elite NFL quarterback. There's a difference. So, I said he's good. I didn't say he was elite. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Our lineup on the show this week, we're going to have Dick Girardi tomorrow breaking down the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We're also going to have Brian Tripp, the analyst for the Lady Lion basketball team, on the show talking about where their seed is and what their draw is. They'll find out tonight. We're also going to have on Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, from St. Louis, talking about the NCAA Wrestling Championships and Penn State's quest to win a second consecutive NCAA Wrestling Tournament. So those are some of the guests we have lined up for this week that we are looking forward to having on. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And we'd like to hear from you.
By the way, the poll question is up and running. Who's your favorite college basketball analyst? Is it Clark Kellogg, Dick Vitale, Dick Girardi, Bill Rafferty, Digger Phelps, or Jay? Jay wasn't bad the other night, though. I was listening to him. I enjoyed that.
Jay Billis is very good. I think he's excellent.
So. I personally am a big Clark Kellogg.
Clark Kellogg came in for the Coaches versus Cancer tournament a few years ago. And you want to talk about a guy that went out. Every single possibility he had to donate money, he was peeling paper. You get to a hole, it's supposed to be $20 to move up to the next tee, what we call the Kevin Herr tees.
Is that the one right next to the green?
It's the one that's red. And
they're also called rookie tees in some places. I've been a rookie for 20 years.
I won't say it.
Thank you.
And he would peel out $200 for the entire group. Be five people in group, be 100, he'd peel out 200. He did that every chance he had. Everybody just remarked about how great he was, and he was so easy to be around and be with. Clark, and I think he does an excellent job, whether it's an NBA game, because I heard him do the Pacers, or in college basketball. He does do an excellent job. And by the way, I think it works very well in conjunction with Steve Kerr. Believe me, having Charles Barkley in the NCAA basketball tournament, where you know he'll say anything.
That's terrible.
It's fun.
I agree.
I was in my class today. I had to teach a talk show section. And I said, my first 2 years I taught this section, I said I didn't do a very good job of teaching it. Yeah, I was talking about making sure you have your facts straight, draw conclusions from facts, things like that. But in the first couple of years I taught it, I left out the entertainment factor of it. Charles Barkley is entertaining.
That's for sure.
But he's entertaining. I mean, Oh, sure, they probably don't watch the games. Oh, sure, they probably go to the back room and watch American Idol instead, which I've been told they do, he and Kenny Smith. And they come out and go, hey, what's going on? Now, Kevin and I picked what we thought were the more, yeah, if you had to pick an upset in the opening round, what would it be? I had Belmont, Georgetown as mine. What is yours? 1-800-795-9565. Kevin, what was yours?
You know, I had a couple of toss-ups. I looked at Belmont, Georgetown.
You didn't look at Belmont,
no,
Georgetown.
I looked at that long before I talked to you. You didn't even know
how many games in a row they'd won.
Well, it doesn't matter. I knew they were decent. I saw them the other night.
Okay.
I knew they could score some points. That's all that really matters anymore. I like Texas over Cincinnati.
That makes sense to me. Texas wasn't that great down the stretch. Cincinnati was pretty good down the stretch.
They were okay.
You know, they were all right.
They were okay. I like the way Texas is made up. I think they have something to prove right now. And Cincinnati just seems to be hanging on. The way they played the other night when I was watching, I can't remember which night because they're all starting to run together.
Yeah, but they dropped Syracuse. They dropped Syracuse like a drum.
It just looked like they were hanging on.
They weren't hanging on against Syracuse.
No, there was a couple of nights. It was like the second round. I can't remember which night it was now. They're all starting to run together.
The semifinal round, they beat Syracuse.
Man. Well, it was earlier than that.
I mean, certain teams you don't like. I mean, I'll tell you right now, Duke should be a 2. It's not a typical Duke team. Marquette is a 3.
No, wait, you said Duke should be a 2?
Yeah, they should be a 2. Yeah, they should be a 2.
Okay.
But it's an uncomfortable 2. No, it is. I think it's an uncomfortable 2. I think, you know, I mean, even their opening round game with Lehigh, I'm telling you right now, Lehigh's going to give him a game. I mean, McCollum is really good. McCollum will be the best shooter on the floor. He's a 2,000-point scorer. He's the guy. Dick was online today doing a chat. So he's talking to me for 30 minutes during the chat saying, what do you think upset? I go, Belmont, Georgetown. He goes, great. He uses it. He's best player in the tournament nobody knows about. And I said, C.J. McCollum. He goes, 2,000-point scorer, perfect. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what you're talking about. Marquette doesn't light me up as a 3. I mean, they deserve to be seeded as a 3 based on the regular season, but I'm not crazy about that team. Okay? I think Michigan is not seeded right. I think they should be a 3 and not a 4. Florida State is a 3. That is one dangerous group of guys right there. Dangerous team. Our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. Vanderbilt. 4 seniors and a junior starting on that team. This is their time. That's the same team that lost to Indiana State, lost to Cleveland State. Okay? But look what they've done down the stretch. But like Georgetown, they've had a habit of, quote, not meeting their seed in the tournament. Team I like as a 5 seed is Temple. Like them a lot. One of the better games, I think Purdue-St. Mary's is going to be a great game. Murray State.
That's what I was just going to ask you about. What about that matchup with Colorado State?
First of all, Murray State should not be a 6. Right? Murray State should not be a 6. That one I didn't quite get. Murray State should be seeded ahead of New Mexico. They should be a 5. I know New Mexico won the Mountain West Championship. I know they're 27-6. This team's 30-1. I mean, they beat St. Mary's, they beat Memphis, they beat Southern Mississippi. They're all in the tournament. Beat them all. They should be a 5 and not a 6. In fact, you can make an argument for them being a 4. They win 30-1. And Murray has Colorado State. Colorado State's really good basketball team. You know, I've talked about them for 2 weeks now. Okay? You're talking about a team that goes 20-11. They went 8-6 in the Mountain West. right? But this team understands the modern game. They win games from the lines. They are a great three-point shooting team, and they're an excellent free-throw shooting team. I mean, as a team, they hit 48% from the field this year. I mean, they're just a good basketball team. Murray State, though, like their style. Great defensive team, and they shoot threes. 41% of threes for the year. They know how to win.
What are they averaging a game? Are they at about 70?
Well, Murray State?
Yeah.
They're up over 75 points
a game.
They're
up over 75 points.
But they only give up 61 a game. See, defensively, they only give up 61 a game. Now you look at Louisville. Louisville has Davidson. Not easy. Indiana has New Mexico State. That's not an easy draw. Michigan has Ohio University. Ohio University doesn't shoot the ball well enough. They play great defense. Okay? Ohio University plays great defense. But Michigan beat you on volume threes. They beat you on volume threes. And Ohio University is the weakest three-point shooting team in the field. In fact, they're the weakest shooting team in the field. There's a 4-5. Wisconsin gets Montana. Montana hasn't seen a style like this in forever. Our number 1-800-795-9565, George in Maryland. Hi, George. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Great to hear from you.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. How are you, George?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just getting ready. I'm leaving Wednesday. I go down to Greensboro to watch that round. So I'm thinking, let's say Duke Lehigh, and your comments, I think, are right on. I was at Charlotte last year, and you know Duke didn't play very well last year in the first round, and I'm not sure they didn't look so good this weekend either. I didn't think
they did not. Now Florida State, to its credit. I mean, when's the last time you heard of a team beating Duke and North Carolina twice in the season?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I agree with you. They're a dangerous team, and they're a hungry team, from what I watched. I think
Florida State's good.
Yep. But you know, if Duke doesn't shoot the threes, what were they, 5 for 16 or something the other day?
Yes.
That's pretty bad.
Right, and that's their game.
Yeah.
I realize that the Plumleys do well inside, and it gives them a little bit better inside presence that we're used to seeing in Duke. But their game has been predicated at Duke for a long time on the ability to be a really good three-point shooting team.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And I'll tell you right now, who's going to be a tough matchup for them is Knutson. Knutson will be a tough matchup for him, and McCollum will be a tough matchup for him. Those are two players. You know, am I saying Lehigh is going to beat Duke? No. Am I saying that Lehigh is going to give Duke a game? I believe they will.
And I'll tell you what, they do a great job of using Knutson then when he starts to become a force inside as a decoy, and that just makes McCollum even better.
Yeah. So I think it's going to come down to of course, the Duke's three-pointers, but that's, you know, because they don't shy away from those. But
they don't, and you know, and here's something that happens, George, in tournament play. In conference play, everybody's locked in. I mean, scouting reports are exact.
Right.
And on top of it, players know the tendencies of the other guys just from year-to-year play and game-to-game play. There are going to be spots on the floor open in the first two rounds that haven't been open for 2 months.
I agree. Like I said, I was in Charlotte last year, and Krzyzewski had to turn around and beg the crowd to get into it because they were flat. And same thing with North Carolina. You mentioned it against who was it last year?
Long Island.
I really enjoyed watching them play. Some of these first round teams are like you were saying, a little hungry and a little more experienced. They get more seniors than these other teams, I think.
And the other part, too, is that they have momentum going in. When you're a conference champion, all you've done in the past before entering the tournament is win. And because of that, you feel great about yourself. And there is a slight air of invincibility. Long Island is going into a game like that. Are they the prohibitive underdog? Absolutely. that have been around the block before. They know what it's like to go through an open practice. They're not in awe of the setting. Now they'll take their shot with a veteran team. Long Island, that starting five has been together and started in 32 of their 33 games together.
Mm-hmm.
Lassaware, Boyd, all those guys, C.J. Garner. So, I mean, they're not going to be in awe of what they see.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I like I said, I enjoy watching those younger teams, but so it's good. But my dark horse is, you already hit it, is Florida State. If they mm-hmm. if they can stay hot, like they played, I think they're set up to be pretty good.
Snare's a heck of a player, and also they defend well. They defend the three very well. They're giving up only 30% from the 3-point area for the season.
Yep.
Very good. Very good.
Yep. So that would be my dark horse. But
let's mark it down.
Yeah.
I like it, George. Mark it down. That's what makes this time fun. Okay?
I know.
We have a good time. You pick out a – I'm not going to argue with about a dark horse. I think it's cool.
Yep. So, okay. Well, I'll keep listening.
George, absolute pleasure. It's great to hear from you. And have a safe trip, by the way, down south to Greensboro. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of Sports Talk and WKOK after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
Look at that old vehicle sitting in your driveway. It's reached a record old age, but it's no bottle of wine, is it? I think it's time for that new car smell again. With interest rates at historic lows, now is the time to act. So call or stop by one of the convenient branches of the Northumberland National Bank. We can quickly arrange to finance the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Your new car purchase can be financed for as long as 6 years or 5 years for used car purchases. The Northumberland National Bank offers low competitive rates and flexible terms based on your credit qualifications. Plus, get an even lower interest rate when you agree to an automatic payment from your Nori deposit account. Get the wind in your hair and a smile on your face with your new car or truck loan from the Northumberland National Bank. Calculate your payment at noribank.com. Call or come by the Northumberland National Bank on Front Street in Northumberland, on 4th Street Sunbury, Lori Lane in Hummel's Wharf, Port Traverton, and Middleburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Comfort Specialists, they know that when you're comfortable, life is good. Outside, the birds are chirping. Inside, your heating and cooling system will be purring when you visit the pros at Comfort Specialists.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. With over 70 years combined experience, their factory-trained Comfort Specialists provide you with total heating and cooling comfort. Right now, save up to $1,250 on a qualifying train system with an instant rebate. Or choose financing as low as 0%. See Comfort Specialists for all the details. They are a trained Comfort Specialist dealer, but they can service all makes, models, and brands. They're on call 24 hours a day at 1-888-524-HVAC. They're online at yourcomfortspecialists.com. That's Comfort Specialists with an S.com.
Comfort Specialists. Because when you're comfortable, life is good. Attorney General, Pennsylvania Contract Registration Number PA002058.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Great to hear from George in Maryland. Had several write-in votes for Kevin Huron, top analyst.
Well, I haven't done that for about 20 years, and I wasn't that good at it then either.
Love the confidence. Our number 1-800-795-9565.
I'm a realist.
George from Maryland called in, and he's talking about Florida State. Good pick. Played great down the stretch, won the ACC title. Beat Duke and North Carolina back-to-back. And then during the regular season, beat both Duke and North Carolina. I mean, they beat them four of their wins this year. Were they 24-9? Four of their wins this year against Duke and North Carolina. Not many people say that. Mississippi Valley State, by the way, will play Western Kentucky in one of the first four games at Dayton. Mississippi Valley State, in order to garner money for the athletic department, because that is the moneymaker, in spite of the immense contributions from Jerry Rice, played their first 12 games all on the road. They went 1-11. They then proceeded to win 20 of their final 21 games. They had three transfers there, one from Maryland Eastern Shore, one from New Mexico State. I think the other kid's from Maryland Eastern Shore. Finally came together as a team. Therein, they got Western Kentucky. Hilltoppers, under 500. Lamar also is going to face Vermont in another game. Lamar, which, by the way, I believe their head coach categorized their senior class as the worst ever.
Now, there's a realist.
Hey, now that is just something really special. He berated his seniors for lackluster play. Then they win the Southland Conference Championship. Oh, well. They get Vermont, by the way, in the opening round in one of the first four games. The way they set up these first, South Florida plays Cal in the other one, that's really interesting. Now, obviously, I saw South Florida in person. Penn State beat them. In fact, Penn State has three wins over the field. Purdue by 20, Long Island, South Florida. And three Big Ten teams, by the way, made the NIT. Northwestern's a 4, Iowa is a 7, and Minnesota is a 5. They play at LaSalle at Gola. Illinois did not make it. 17-15, no coach. Doc Sadler, by the way, fired in Nebraska. Kind of had a feeling that would happen. Sixth year, 4 senior starters, didn't get it done. Had a feeling that they were going to say thanks, but no thanks. Even though he felt that Tom Osborne was behind him all the way. And for Bruce Weber, a good man who would not play the Chicago game. And I will leave that statement at that. You can draw your conclusion as to what I mean by that.
Well, when you had the talk with him the other day, it sounded like he knew.
Oh, he did know.
He was done.
No, he knew. No, he knew. When I talked to him the other day, he knew. He knew. In fact, it was interesting. At the end of the game, he shook hands with the Iowa players. And he was the first guy through the line. He grabbed his clipboard, that white the whiteboard they used to draw plays, and walked briskly to the locker room. You knew that was it. Sarah Bartlett in the news at the bottom of the hour. Then more of your calls at 1-800-795-9565.
Your information source 7 days a week. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ohio man caught with drugs in Northumberland County, plus a new book chronicles the history of Geisinger. AccuWeather says cloudy for the rest of the afternoon, a high 65. A good afternoon to you. I'm Sarah Bartlett. A 27-year-old man from Ohio was arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Northumberland County when drugs were discovered in his vehicle. State police say 37 pills of ecstasy were found inside a hidden compartment in the vehicle. Irvin Walker is charged with possession with intent to deliver and related charges. His vehicle was stopped on I-80 in Turbot Township yesterday morning. Make it the best. That's what Abigail Geisinger said when her hospital was being planned decades ago. That's also the title of a new book about the history of Geisinger Health System, written by a retired Susquehanna University professor, Dr. Donald Housley. He was commissioned by the health system to prepare the history book through research and interviews. Housley says he's come to truly believe that the institution has always been ahead of the curve in many ways.
In particular, when they were assuming both new medical procedures and equipment, new technology, they had a tendency to send the people that were going to be responsible to an institution that was using it so that they could study it. And often they were gone for a year or more, just studying how the technology was being applied before they came back to Danville and put it into effect.
Dr. Henry Hood, who served in the hospital for decades and recently passed away, figures prominently in the new book. Hood's death actually came the same week the book was being released. You can purchase the book, Make It the Best, at the Geisinger Gift Shop or online at geisinger.org. A Sunbury man is in jail after allegedly sexually abusing two young girls. Sunbury police say 21-year-old Joe White had sex with two 14-year-old girls from Northumberland County. Police received the information yesterday and talked with both victims, who confirmed that White did have sex with them after knowing both of their ages. White has been charged with two felony counts of statutory sexual assault and corruption of minors, as well as two misdemeanor counts of indecent assault. He's in Northumberland County prison on $75,000 bail. One lane on Interstate 80 westbound in Northumberland County is closed today. The closure between the Northumberland-Montour County line and the Limestoneville exit 215 will be until 4 p.m. Crews are working on sealing cracks in the road. Traffic may be slow in the area. Motorists are asked to use caution on that portion of Interstate 80 westbound in Northumberland County. Taking a look at AccuWeather now, mostly cloudy, mild overnight, a brief shower or two, low 49. Times of clouds and sun tomorrow with a thunderstorm in spots, a high 72 tomorrow. Wednesday, mostly sunny, pleasant, high 65. Warm on Thursday with some sunshine, a high 68. And then Friday, clouds and breaks of sun. Warm with a shower possible, high 66. It's back to the Steve Jones Show right after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bed liner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200s with up to 28 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
You already know, Topahawken Mountain Spring Water is delivered to your door in a variety of sizes and containers. Now, they are the proud distributor of Mountainside Coffee, offering 100% Colombian coffee. Assorted teas and hot chocolate delivered right to your business or organization. There's never a fee for equipment and delivery is free. Topahawken Mountain Spring Water and Mountainside Coffee, there's no better duo on earth. Visit online at topahawkenwater.com to see how you can take advantage of this winning combination.
Hi, my name is Duke. Dr. Wilson is giving me a great new smile. Now you can get one too in Lewisburg.
This is Dr. David Wilson. Duke's right. Wilson Orthodontics has a new office in Lewisburg, and we create amazing results for patients of all ages. Call our Lewisburg office at 524-3255 or visit Wilson Orthodontics at smilesbywilson.com and start celebrating your brand new smile.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motor Studio, a.k.a. The Chateau. Kevin, you ought to come out here sometime. Join me here in the Chateau and talk sports. We'll put Kyle on the board.
That sounds like a great idea. You know what we should do? We should actually do that during spring football practice.
Okay.
That should be a plan.
That's fine.
Let's work on that.
Sounds really cool. And then I'll pick a time where I do the show in Sunbury with you.
That would be good, too.
We'll pick a location. We'll go out on location with it.
That's a great, yeah, we can do that. We could definitely do that.
I think it would be great. Out there and, you know, talking to all the great fans out there that enjoy the show, get an opportunity to be a part of it, hang around for a little bit, bring Bartlett out there.
I'm just thinking. No, I'm thinking of locations now. Now you got me thinking.
Well, yeah, I started thinking locations. I'd love to, you know. Once in a while, we ought to take the show home.
I'm along for the ride. You know that. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun.
Has there been a lot of discussion about spring football yet? I mean, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. Yes, that did not come out the way I meant.
Yes, there has been.
I mean, are people getting excited about spring football now as opposed to maybe a couple of years ago, maybe not as excited in March as they would have been in the beginning of April? That's what I was going for.
I think if it's a nice day, if it's a day like today,
right,
day like tomorrow, the attendance for the blue-white game I think is going to be off the map.
Oh. That happened. What was it, last year or 2 years ago that there was a really
last year
nice
rain.
Day?
Last year poured.
So it must have been
we got that. We got what, one play, two plays into the third quarter and stopped. I had Joe on at halftime and it was raining and all of a sudden it really came down and then Joe decided to stop it there because there's no need at that point. All right, but it was 2 years ago. You get a day like today, day like tomorrow. I heard Sarah saying it's going to be 72 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, you're talking about the possibility of upwards over 70,000 people there, maybe even 80,000 people at the game. Because people, I think, are excited to see and get a preview of what might happen. Okay? Of what might happen. I think there's that level of excitement. Now, there'll be 14 practices before them, 14 very important practices. Because for this staff, it'll be their first time to really evaluate exactly what they have, what they need to improve upon, where they feel set, where they feel comfortable, what they need to work on. And that'll be across the board, every coach. I mean, the guys that have the advantage, I mean, Larry Johnson and Ron Vanderlinden already know what they have, but how do they fit the scheme that Ted Roof wants to run? And that's what you have to, that's why they'll be, what formations are they going to line up in? How are they going to utilize personnel? I think there's going to be, if the weather's right, you're going to have a huge crowd there for the game, I predict. So, yes, there's a level of excitement. People feel like they're recruiting well. I'm sure there are people that want to call up and want to ask you about the guy on Friday. No, I can't do that. At the same time, I always like to see them actually in front of me and pan out. You know, before I start singing their praises about how well they're playing. But we should take the show there sometime, you know? Sit out on a sunny day.
I have to admit, yesterday I really got into baseball mode. I really started to get into baseball mode. I mean, I know spring training has been going on, and I've caught a couple of games here and there a little bit, but I really didn't get into it until yesterday. And yesterday, it really felt like baseball.
Well, the weather's going to make you feel that way.
Well, that and the fact that Little League practice started as well, so that kind of helped. But
are you coaching?
No, not this year. Not coaching, and may not umpire as much this year either. I actually
because of the show.
No, actually, I just want to sit and watch this year.
Okay.
I want to watch Daniel actually play and not, you know, not be distracted by doing other things.
I coached for 14 years.
I know.
14 long experience. I coached for 14 years. And when I coached Little League, Babe Ruth, or Pioneer basketball, whatever it happened to be, I enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the kids. Really enjoyed the parents. I did. I never had one parent issue. I mean, one time I had a kid that they put on, they were picking the all-star team and then the tournament teams. This was in Babe Ruth.
Oh, I hate that time of year.
Nah, I stay out of it. I nominate kids, and then I stayed out of it. Right. Now, I ended up coaching it. I would coach it, but I wouldn't select. And I did nominate this one kid. And father came up to me, and he basically told me that I didn't know what I was doing, what I was talking about. I said, Dave, he's 3 for 22. I said, if you're telling me your son has potential and so forth, I agree with you. He does. I said, if you're telling me your son potentially has the not just the potential to hit the ball, but to drive the ball, because he was a powerful kid, he does. I said, but when you're 3 for 22 with 16 strikeouts, I said, I can't nominate him in all consciousness. I said, now, I said, if they put a second tournament team together, I said, I will back him up all the way on that. He says, you will? I said, yeah. Well, it turned out they did, and I put him on that team. I mean, I coached the other team, but I put him on that team. But that's the only time I ever had any discussion with a parent about anything. And it was a discussion. It was as civil gets. The father knew exactly where I was going. He said, yeah, I know. I said, yeah, I know. It's like, I can understand from the stats why. But I also explained to him I understood his potential, and because of that, and that I would fight to get him on the other team. Well, I did, and the father thanked me.
Yeah,
and the young man played very well in the tournament. By the way, he got better, and I knew he needed tournament experience to get better, right? But I couldn't like bypass guys that had really good seasons. It's supposed to be a reward,
right?
And all right, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's what makes it really, really difficult, because, you know, you do see some kids that have lots of potential that right. maybe had just a bad year, or, you know, maybe didn't get to play as much as they would have normally because somebody else, you know, there may be a 10-year-old playing in mm-hmm. a 9 through 12 league. And that's what's really tough, is trying to make those judgments of the younger players to get them on a tournament team as well.
Youth sports should be fun. All right. It should be fun. Should be a learning experience. It should be fun. And they should learn if they like the game or not. They should learn if it's something that they enjoy doing. They should learn if it's something they're good at. That's what, to me, youth sports should be. Right. Now, everybody knows about the winning part. And in T-ball, for example, here in State College, in fact, I remember Jim Caldwell, the former Colts coach.
Sure.
And he and I used to sit out at Lamont Elementary School together because our sons played in the same T-ball team together, right? So Jimmy and I would sit there every night and just talk. Well, when I coached it, they always told me, no, don't tell them the score. Don't tell them the score. You're not allowed to know what the score is. Don't keep score.
Yeah, like they don't
every know. Every single kid knew what the
sure
score
Sure they
was.
Do. I mean, they'll tell you what the score
of
is.
Of course they do. Because, look, I mean, the people running this thing, common sense is flushed. Okay? Have some common sense. It's okay. Look, you lost the T-ball game 24-22. I don't think they're scarred for life.
You know, I can't tell you how many games we lost and watched them run around chasing each other 5 minutes after the game's over. They don't care.
It's supposed to be fun. If you're keeping score on the sandlot, it's okay to keep score there. It's okay. As long as you coach it right, teach them things, and make sure they understand when it comes time to play the game, it's fun. Now, when does it get serious? Okay, maybe those 11- and 12-year-old teams. As they play along, you know, there's more practice time put in. It's a little more serious. And, of course, for the all-star teams, you know, I mean, your goal is to get to Williamsport. And it's not far-fetched. I mean, look at the team from Clinton County last
sure.
year. Look at the state, two of the state college teams. One Pennsylvania. One lost to Danny Almonte.
Technically won, but didn't you know, get to go to
in the
game.
In the championship game that would have sent them to Williamsport. The other one, you know, the other one played well and got to the semifinal there. So by saying it's serious, it's not like I'm looking at a group of kids from Sealands Grove. I'm looking at a group of kids from Danville, or looking at a group of kids from Sunbury or Northumberland or Milton or whatever, and telling them they can't make it. Well, of course they can make it. Anybody can. You get the right combination of kids at the right moment, anybody can get there. That's what makes the Little League World Series fun. And that's far more serious. I will say this, when I was coaching tournaments, First tournament, you're really like, okay, let's go. Second tournament, like, all right. By the third tournament, you're saying the thinking to yourself,
how long is this season going to last?
If we lose tonight.
I know. Yep.
If we lose tonight.
And
then we lose tomorrow. Right. But then the game starts, and you start managing the game to win. All right, we're going to steal. We're going to hit and run. I'm not going to. Or sometimes the best thing is to do nothing. Sometimes the best thing to do when you're coaching is nothing. If they're prepared and set to go, you don't have to put in all the plays and act like you're doing stuff. Some of the better teams I had, I didn't do much of anything because I had good kids. They could play.
But that's the two problems that I have with the Little League Foundation and the Little League program. And I've been involved in Little League since I was a kid.
Right. You start with this, then I'll tell them what the problem they have with you. Because they gave me a note.
Great. I'm glad. Usually it's my ball strike zone, but we won't get into that right now. No, the problem that I have with Little League is the season ends like 1 week after school. The regular season ends 1 week after school's out. All of a sudden, you're done. Baseball is over in the second week of June, and you're playing all-star games. I understand why it has to happen that way, because they have to get the all-star teams picked. They have to start the plays right, you know, by the end of June. I get it. It's just unfortunate for those kids that don't make the all-star game that they don't have an opportunity to continue to play throughout the rest of the season. Now, Sunbury does a great job. Sunbury, Northumberland areas, they have a baseball league that is not affiliated particularly with Little League or Babe Ruth or any of the others, and they play like right through July and into part of August. That's a great opportunity for the kids to play. And I know there's a lot of kids from outside the Sunbury, Northumberland area that plays in those leagues as well, which gives them a great opportunity to continue play. But that's the big problem I have with Little League. And I don't really like the 9- and 10-year-old championships and all-stars.
Neither do I.
I think it's too young at that level. 12, 13, I'm okay with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course it is. Yeah. I mean, they're older. Yeah, that's fine.
It's too tough to determine how good these kids are when you're seeing them in a league with 9 through 12-year-old players.
Right. No question. I mean, my son Daniel was on one of those 10-year-old teams, and they won, like, everything. Everyone, they went. And they had a lot of really good players on the team. They have a kid right now that was on that team with him. He's playing double-A ball right now. Playing double A, Stephen Wilson.
Wow.
He's playing double A ball. But when he played, everybody knew he was the best player on the team. And everybody knew. Some guys haven't. Yeah. I mean, look at Chris Drury. Pitched Trumbull, Connecticut to the Little League World Series Championship.
Sure.
Right? Ended up winning a Stanley Cup with Colorado.
I forgot about that. Who was the kid from Washington? The blonde curly hair back in the 80s that played for the West. He was a third baseman. Was it Burroughs?
That was on Long Beach.
It was Long Beach, yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking Washington.
You're thinking Washington State was Cody. Oh, I can't remember his last. It was Kirkland Washington.
Yes.
And I can't remember his last. Cody was his first name. I can't remember his last name.
But I'll look Burroughs that up during the break.
The Burroughs kid played for Long Beach.
Yeah, Burroughs is the other one I was thinking of.
It was Jeff Burroughs' son.
Right, right.
Yeah. He played in the major leagues with the Texas Rangers and Atlanta Braves for many years. But there isn't enough. I mean, you talk about organized ball. There isn't enough neighborhood ball going on right now. Okay? When I was growing up back in the 1920s, just before the Depression.
I wasn't going there.
Part of the reason the Little League ends when it does, and it ended the same time when I played, all right? And the expansion of what we have in the playoff system was never anything as expansive as it is now. Although Windsor Locks, Connecticut, the town next to mine, won the Little League World Series. Is that school's over. And that's the reason why. When school ends, they know people are going on vacations. Yeah. I mean,
true.
So that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it ends up, you know, changing your vacation plans quite a lot.
Well, see, that's what bothers. See, that part bothers me. There's some good friends of mine, good people I really like, really like. And I said to them one time, I said, "Where did you take your vacation?" No, I'm serious.
I just know what the answer is going to be.
Right? They said Colorado. I said, "Wow." I said, "Colorado's gorgeous." They said, "Yeah, Matt had a soccer tournament out there."
We didn't see a single part of the state other than their field.
I thought to myself, that just is not the way to do it.
Cody Webster, by the way, the player.
Cody Webster.
Sorry,
that was close. Okay. Well, I got the name of the kid right. Yeah. First name right.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, I played Little League Baseball and I played organized basketball. I didn't start playing football until I was in junior high school. All right. Even though I loved football. But I didn't start playing. I didn't play in the junior stuff. All right. We would play football, touch football, but under a street lamp. Because in Connecticut, the sun would go down at like quarter after four once, once it got to be November, early December. Goes out much earlier there than it does here, just because it's like 300 miles further east. And we play under a street lamp. We were playing football all the time, in the fall. In the spring and the summer, a friend of mine had a dirt basketball court. 6 o'clock every night, we were out on that basketball court playing ball, half-court basketball on a dirt basketball court, all the time, every night. During the day, summertime when I was a kid, group of us get together, we'd find a sandlot game, we'd play baseball. Right? Shovel out the backyard, throw some water down, we'd play a little bit of hockey. That's what we did. Yeah, we played some organized basketball like Pioneer basketball. Yes, we played Little League and we played our version of Babe Ruth ball, Team League ball, whatever. Right? We did all that. But outside of that, we got together in the neighborhood and played. And I think that's really missing right now. And the fact that I think I am not in favor of somebody who is around sports at a very high level, right? I think making youngsters pick, male, female, what their sport is going to be at a young age and making them go year-round, I think you lose a lot. I think let them play as many sports as they want. Let them, because there are certain sports along the way where it's dead serious for them, and there are a couple sports along the way where it's just a lot of fun for them, and guess what? It is okay to have fun. If I didn't think it was okay to have fun, then I wouldn't be doing the jobs I'm doing because I really don't work for a living. My number is 1-800-795-9565. I mean, you think I'm working sitting here analyzing the NCAA tournament? I'm having a blast. Do you think I was working last Thursday announcing the basketball game? Oh, sure, it's work. Sure, it's a specialized skill. But I was having a blast, okay? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with the final segment of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Front Street Station in Northumberland invites you to have a shamrock of a good time with their St. Patrick's Day weekend parties. On Friday, March 16th, behold the luck of the Irish with live entertainment from Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band. At Front Street Station, you can enjoy the deluxe Irish buffet and the band for only $15 per person. If you just want to party with the band, it's only a $5 cover. Buffet starts at 5:30, entertainment starts at 6. Then come back to Front Street Station in Northumberland on Saturday, March 17th to see Jamie O'Brien rock out the Irish tunes in the main dining room and take advantage of Front Street Station's traditional Irish dinner special, plus regular dinner menu. This year, celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way with not one, but 2 days at Front Street Station in Northumberland. For reserved seating, call Front Street Station at 473-3626. St. Patrick's Day weekend parties with Jamie O'Brien and the Lonnie's Band, Friday, March 16th. And then Jamie O'Brien playing more Irish music on Saturday, March 17th at Front Street Station, number 2 Front Street in Northumberland, a railroad eatery.
Spring is a little like falling in love. It's not really a season, it's a rush. It comes to you all at once and makes everything feel new. At W&L Subaru in Northumberland, they celebrate it with the Subaru Love Spring Event. A Subaru is the perfect car for enjoying the most perfect of times. Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive gets you there no matter what kind of weather spring brings. Even better, a Subaru is built to be responsible and fuel efficient to help keep spring beautiful. So seize the moment and head into W&L Subaru, where the early bird gets a great deal on a Subaru. W&L Subaru Route 11 11 in Northumberland has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They've expanded their lot, and right now they have the largest selection of vehicles they've ever had. But hurry, like spring itself, the Subaru Love Spring event won't last long. Get a great deal on a car built to make the most of spring at WNL Subaru, now through April 2nd.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Our thanks today to our great friends at Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury is our sponsor today. Great to have them on board. You can always visit them online at purdyinsurance.com. At Purdy Insurance, what they care about is you. All right? Simple as that. It's the kind of insurance company I like to deal with. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Our poll questions available. Who is your favorite college basketball analyst? You can vote online at that right now. Your favorite college basketball analyst. So that poll is available right now.
Yeah, you can go to stevejonesshow.com even through the nighttime hours. We'll leave that up for a couple of days, actually.
Okay, so what do we have? 51 friends on Facebook. Got to increase that. You have to work on that.
All right. And it's easy to do.
I'm sure it is. This is where you come into play.
Oh, this is where I have to actually do something.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Let's see. Girardi's going to be on tomorrow's show. Who lined that up? Okay. Brian Tripp, Lady Line Basketball Analyst, will be on the show this week. Who lined that up?
Hey, just remember, it takes me to pot you up on the board before anybody hears you.
Jeff Byers, Penn State play-by-play guy for wrestling from St. Louis. Who lined that up? You could post something on Facebook.
All right, thanks.
Come on, get more friends on board there. Come on.
The easiest way to do it is when you go to Facebook, type in Steve Jones Show, and then click like, and you'll get all the information that Steve just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot going on here. And it's going to be a big week, and it's going to be a big month, as a matter of fact, which leads into another big month, and that will be Penn State spring football. And we have some people coming here to the Chateau. You might even make an appearance at the Chateau. I mean, what other show in the area had Joe Lenardi on last week?
None, unless you were the Four Letter Network.
We did.
And he missed one.
He missed Iona.
And nobody got Iona. So.
Right. Nobody got Iona except Jeff Hathaway. Yes, the former UConn AD sitting in the chair spot. And you know what? For the heck of it, I might tweet.
Now that is going to be a moment. By the way, I forgot to mention this. At the Bucknell game last Wednesday night, started hearing the pep band play Lady Gaga. And you know the thing that was running through my head?
Love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga.
That was something I tweeted. That was worth tweeting.
Yes, I can imagine. It was fun for everybody, including me. Love the Gaga. It's all right. So that's why we have Dr. Girardi tomorrow. He and I spent about a half hour, 45 minutes on the phone today. He was doing chat questions, and so I said, what the heck? He started asking me, he says, how would you answer this one? I said, can you tell them they're insane?
Did you pass?
Oh, he used probably 75% of what I said. It's tournament time. Dick Girardi tomorrow. Brian Tripp from the Lady Line Network. Jeff Byers, Penn State Wrestling later in the week. All on the Steve Jones Show. Bucknell will play at Arizona Wednesday night at 9. Sarah Bartlett with the news.